What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Once again, you've tuned into the Grow NYC Green Market Update, and we are on the line with Liz Carolla, who's going to give us all the news that's fit to print and gear us up for our weekend and weekday shopping adventures at New York City's Green Market. So, Liz, start us off. What's happening? What's new in the market?
Great. Thanks. Peanuts. So peanuts are not an item generally available at our markets, but right now Lonnie's Farm and J&A Farm, they sell at 97th Street. They have peanuts. It's really exciting. They're really fresh, so if customers buy them, they'll want to boil or roast them first before cracking into the shells.
Boiled peanuts.
I don't know. Sorry about that. Boiled peanuts are sold on the side of the road in the South and best eaten on road trips and long summer afternoons in a baseball stadium, but I'm looking forward to introducing them into my fall lineup of foods, and it's really exciting to see a new variety of something show up at the market. And I also want to reinforce what Jean said last week. There's a bumper crop of pumpkins this year, tiny ones, big ones, even bigger ones, decorative ones, ones good for steaming, roasting, making into pies. It is pie baking season, so we've had apple pies in the office this week. Markets are having cook-offs, and almost all the ingredients can come from the market: butter, lard, flour, and of course the filling of your choice. So excited about that.
Pumpkins, definitely something I think of every fall. I mean, the other thing I'm always thinking about is apples, and I'm wondering if you have any apple recommendations for us.
Great. Yeah, Jean was telling me that she ran into Chef Peter Hoffman from Back 40 and Back 40 West, of course, longtime Green Market supporter. Ran into him in the market yesterday and asked what kind of apple he likes to eat this time of year, and his response was, "I'm so glad you said this time of year." So it can change over the course of those few months as different varieties are getting harvested, but right now he says Macintosh are great, Macoons and Empires, but for us the key is really just to ask the grower or the farm stand worker what's good for baking, what's good for sauce, what's good for just eating raw. And Peter says he's loving the orange Cox Pippin from Semascot Orchards. Personally, I don't love a super sweet or super tart apple, so I often go for the heirloom varieties because they have so much flavor without being really overpowering and are perfect for eating raw, which is how I like to eat apples.
Yeah, well, it's one of the, we've been exploring apples a lot on the network here because it is Cider Week and in New York City, and I'm wondering, is cider available at any of the green markets?
Yeah, it sure is. We have Eve Cidery, so they sell at Union Square on Fridays and Saturdays, and we have Albert Wilklo I was going to talk about Wilklo Orchards. They are selling, Albert is the son of a sixth generation family farm, and he just started his own company called Bad Seeds Cider, and he's selling at Fort Greene and Grand Army and starting at Greenpoint this weekend. So it's Cider Week this week, and if you haven't tried Albert Cider, be sure to pick some up because you can't base any assumption you have on store-bought cider. It tastes completely different, so you got to come try Albert's.
And Wilklo Orchards, they do more than just apples and cider, right?
Yeah, they have been attending the market since 1984. They're a regular fixture in Brooklyn on Saturdays. Their entire family works on the farm, so you can find any one of the member of daughters, sons, grandchildren now at Fort Greene, Grand Army, and Brooklyn Borough Hall. They started with orchard fruit, and now they have vegetables, fresh-cut flowers, plants, beef and pork, jams, baked goods, including their irresistible fruit pie muffins, my very favorite, most decadent market treat. It's like your own mini pie with a very thick homemade crust and delicious filling made from their own fruit. And also, the Wilklo Orchards invites customers up so people can visit the farm and do pick your own. And right now, of course, no better time to take a trek upstate, visit their orchard for some apple picking, cider donut eating, and fall foliage gazing.
Oh, man. I think that's like one of the coolest things about multi-generational and multi-family farms is each kind of person in the business usually takes on a role and really pursues a passion in a different direction, whether it's, you know, growing the orchard or looking at expanding a beef program or baking. It's always exciting to see the different directions people can take. and how families really, I think, can come together to create an even more dynamic business as time goes by. So I would love to hear, before we run out of time, what are there any events? I mean, you guys always have so much going on. What should we be on the lookout for this weekend?
Well, next Wednesday is Food Day, which everybody should know by now. It's a day that we're going to celebrate local farms, sustainably grown and raised food, and having that food available throughout the city, which is, of course, what Green Market is celebrating every day. So it's exciting that there are some other participants, and we can really do a focus. And how we're going to do that this year is through the Big Apple Crunch. We're partnering with the Mayor's Office of Food Policy to help set the record for the most participants in an apple crunching event. And we're going to host apple crunching events at all of our Wednesday Green Market and Youth Markets, so people can really stop by throughout the day, grab an apple slice, and get counted, or join us at noon at any Green Market and Youth Market. And we're going to do a kind of collective apple crunching, and we'll get all the numbers in and see if we can't beat the record, which I think is 230,000 apples eaten in a day, and Toronto holds the record right now.
Oh man, we can smash that.
I think we can do it too. Otherwise, happening at markets over the next month are fall festivals, Halloween parties, pumpkin decorating, apple cider donut eating contests, costume swaps, and apple pie cook-offs. So soon customers will be able to find free Thanksgiving recipe packets, as well as a handout and info about where to purchase their Thanksgiving turkey. Just finishing that up, so it'll probably be at market in the next week or so, and customers can keep an eye out for those.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. So just to recap, I'm super excited to hear Peanuts up at the J&A Farm on 97th Street. And then, of course, pumpkin squashes and other gourds. Check them out this week. And then lots of apple talk, from cider to eating apples to the crunch herd around the world. If you want to learn more about Grow NYC Green Market, get info on the farmers, the market, or even find volunteer opportunities, you can visit them at www.grownyc.org or give them a follow on Twitter. In the meantime, you'll just have to stay tuned until the next week of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Great, thanks.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.